The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
We're going with the cool. We don't cheat the octagon. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Because the streamers, the confetti, they would have to clear it. Watch this.
And the recognition of Arch finding Jenkins. Miscommunication.
It's on out. North Carolina. It's out. It's
good. All the way.
How about that?
The wow. Officials on the far side have already walked away now after seeing it.
Ooh. A national championship buzzer beater for the title.
How good is that? Big smooth.
I won't call him chubby anymore. What a set play, though. Art pushes, caves the defense, the slap back pass. His range is incredible.
His range is unlimited.
Unbelievable. You know, Scott, what a game last night, huh? I mean, you know, couple runs from Nova, and you thought, you know, okay, North Carolina's on the ropes. They come back. And just right before that, of course, all the excitement is on the winning shot. But don't forget, you know, a few seconds before, North Carolina scores an improbable three-pointer. Unbelievable. I mean, a double pump. His legs are sideways. This guy, he almost reminded me of, you know, either Kobe or from Indiana. UCLA basketball player. I got to forget. Reggie. Yeah. And because they would shoot that way. I mean, it was unbelievable. And there they are, and you're thinking, okay, it's going to OT. You know, that's it. And then timeout by Nova and Archie Diacono. What a player. I mean, this guy, you know, his mindset, he's got such a strength of mind that you just, you know, you look at this kid and you just go, no, they're okay. They've got it all in it. Throughout the entire game, I looked at the kid, and he kind of reminded me a little bit, and maybe, you know, because I'm a Tim Tebow fan, I just think I like Tim Tebow, because they're winners. You know, they just find a way to win.
Tough in the mind. He, no matter what was going on, he never seemed flustered. He never seemed to – he always seemed to have that calm about him, and – yeah, just a fantastic game. I was telling you before we went on here, my favorite story from this whole thing.
I know. I want you to share this, because I know a lot of people haven't heard this story. Because when you told me about it, I go, where have I been?
Well, Jenkins, the guy that hit the game-winning shot, he was he had some issues with his family when he was younger, and Hicks, a player on North Carolina, his family was actually the ones that adopted him, and then they both ended up playing each other in the championship game. The first time they said they ever played a game against each other other than one-on-one in the driveway and things like that.
Exactly. Wow.
And then he sees his brother, you know, go out there and hit the game-winning shot. So, but Jenkins was adopted by Hicks's family. So I thought that was cool, and I didn't think that was talked about enough.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, this is, as you and I were talking about, it's kind of like a Michael Orr kind of thing, you know, where an adopted family comes in, and then here it is, you got these two kids playing in two schools that they end up in the finals, and here they are, wow. And then, as you said, that you know, the kid comes off the bench. He's off the bench. What, 22 minutes he's playing?
Hicks comes off the bench for North Carolina. Yep, he played about 20 minutes last night.
Well, congratulations to Villanova. You know, to North Carolina, I mean, you know, this, what a punctuation to an incredible March Madness. A three-pointer to win it all. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. Just about five after.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. That's what it's all about, getting this country back on track. Are you in or are you out? And if you're all in, then it's got to be about the United States of America. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing, although, you know, on the heels of, you know, what happened last night with the game, and now we get a little, you know, got a little bit of break from politics. It was good fun to watch everybody, you know, enjoy that game where I was at last night. And we had both sides well represented, and you know, that last minute or so was quite exciting to say the least. But good fun. But you know, now we got to get back and talk a little bit politics after. Oh yeah, that's right. They got the Cheesehead primary coming up tonight, so we need to talk about that. And the question from Dr. Herb London is, can Wisconsin turn the tide of the 2016 race in the Badger State? This is interesting that we're at this crossroads right now with Wisconsin. I mean, does Trump grab a hold of the lead, or, you know, is there enough difference there, or does Cruz overcome everything? I mean, right now, you've got Cruz and you got Bernie Sanders in the latest poll. So interestingly enough, the number twos are putting pressure on the number ones. And Dr. Herb London is with us right now. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research, the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. London, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Well, pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for the fulsome introduction. And well, I think that Wisconsin is going to be the start of something very new. I don't think that either Trump or Cruz will get the 1237, which is the majority nomination of the Republican Party.
Right.
I think that Wisconsin will demonstrate that. I think Cruz will win. He's not going to win by a wide margin, but he will win. He does. I think this is going to change the system and the campaign. Into New York, Trump has an obvious lead. This is his home state. Fine. That in order to get all of the delegates in New York, you have to get more than 50% of the vote. I don't think that Trump is moving in that direction. 2 weeks ago, he was 21%. Now he's at 52%. Obviously, the direction and the campaign is not desirable from his point of view.
Exactly. Well, and Sanders is keeping the heat on Mrs. Clinton, you know, which is quite amazing. I mean, I don't know what the Democrats keep looking at the Republicans and they're throwing bombs in that direction. But it's like, look at, you know, your tent isn't that squared away either. So maybe that's why they're creating all the noise there.
Is a revolution, and I'm using that word loosely, of course, a revolution in American politics. both parties are really going through a very significant and perhaps permanent change. Neither one of the parties is going to come out of this election unscathed. The Democratic Party, I think, will face a very real problem. If, in fact, there's a leak or an indictment, I'm not sure there'll be an indictment, that comes out of the FBI report, which clearly demonstrates that Ms. Clinton has engaged in criminal activity. True.
Well,
if it occurs in the New York Times, the Washington Post, she may be flushed out of the campaign and Joe Biden runs. There's so much that's going on in the Democratic side. And then the Republican side, it's fairly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the 12% that Rance Priebus talks about is the majority. And he says, look, we're going to maintain transparency and we're going to maintain that standard. But then, in fact, you have a convention not only brokered, but a convention that could be tumultuous.
Yes. Well, and to the point, you know, to add fuel to the fire, Herb, they set up a website, explaining what a contested convention is all about. I mean, does this add fuel to the fire, or is this kind of a, you know, a preemptive thing on their part? I just got to see the Democrats are looking at this and going, man, they're really thinking this is a possibility, and they're trying to calm the waters before, you know, it gets crazy, because they know, as Trump said, you know, rather reflexively, that if he doesn't get the election and he's got a lot of delegates, we could have hell breaking loose there.
Well, you look, the word riot has been used. Now, people say we don't want a riot, but a riot could occur or might be anticipated. Again, language of that kind certainly introduces some oil to this fire. And I think that you're quite right in the assertion that this was the Republican Party has set up this website as a preemptive act in order to demonstrate that we want to act fairly. This is going to be a transparent convention. And we're going to do everything in our power to maintain this majority standard. The majority standard was not something that was imposed on Trump. It's something that existed in the party long before Trump was even considered a candidate. So from Priebus's point of view, the chairman of the National Republican Committee, this is the right way to go, and this is the most sensible way to go. But there's no question that the Trump people will enter that convention, and they'll say, look, we may not have the 1237, but we won most of the states. We have a plurality of the votes. We ought to get it. We're close enough so that we should get it. The Cruz people will say, it's not the 1237. We're going to go through another ballot. We're not that far from Donald Trump at this point. Maybe there are 100 delegates that separate us. And we believe that in a second ballot, when people are freed from the obligation to vote for their candidate, we're going to win this vote. And even Kasich is saying, if Trump... No, neither Trump nor Cruz can get the 1237, then why not bring in a third party, namely Kasich, who could pick up all of the marbles? Between June 7th, the last of the primaries, and July 18th, there's going to be a lot of horse trading in the Republican Party. There are going to be a lot of reservations and hotels across the Midwest in which there's going to be a lot of discussion, including Rubio and Kasich, about the roles that they could play and the votes that they might give to one of the leading candidates.
What kind of impact, Herb, does this have on Kasich? Just kind of a sidebar here. I mean, because he's playing the role of a spoiler. And it seems that, that has not fared well in this, this presidential cycle.
Well, frankly, I think he has played the role of a spoiler. And I think it would be desirable for him to get out. He still has his 150, 160 delegates. So he has some leverage. But at the same time, he needs 120% of the votes that remain. There's no way he's
right.
It's absurd. I mean, mathematically, he's eliminated. It's like talking about the New York Knicks getting into the finals in the NBA. I mean, they're eliminated. So what do you say about that? And the same is true with Kasich. Mathematically, he has no choice. What he's counting on is a convention that is, in fact, split. And on a third ballot, it wouldn't be a second ballot, on a third ballot, he could conceivably be a candidate. But that could happen in any case. So I think it's absurd for Kasich to remain in there as a spoiler. And both Trump and Cruz have been saying time and again over the last couple of weeks, it's time for you to get out.
Yeah.
But he's saying he wants to see what kind of trade he'll be able to make. As I said, after June 7th, Kasich is going to be on the phone continually to see what kind of deal he gets. Is he a vice presidential candidate? Is he a secretary of state? Is he the next sec def? I mean, it's the kind of deals that are obviously made at this time of the year, and especially now in a Republican Party where no one has a majority.
And, of course, he's saying that he's not interested in anything but president. Of course, they would all say that. But I think the psychological impact of really, you know, you're kind of voting against your team, that you are hoping for a rather crazy situation for the GOP. Who wants the cleanup job after that, Dr. London? I'm not sure I would. That's going to be crazy.
Well, I'm not sure I would either. I agree with your analysis.
We got to go to break. Dr. Herb London is with us. We've got more from Dr. London right after this. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online. MartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, I'm on the West Coast these days here in California visiting my 91-year-old mother. She's going to be 92, come July. And people are asking me, go, how she's doing after she, you know, had her partial hip replacement or anything. I know when she's feeling good, and that's when she gets back to the quarter past, Henri stage, because that's where she's at right now. So she's doing good, and thank you for asking. It's Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London continues. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research, co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. I think it's quite fascinating, Dr. London. We need an encyclopedia of militant Islam because so much is not being said about Islam.
Well, so much is not being said. So little is understood. And if you were to stop the average guy on the street and simply say, what is the difference between, I don't know, al-Nusra and al-Qaeda, they couldn't tell you.
Right. Yeah, and it's scary.
So I think
that
it's important for us to understand the nature of this organization, the kind of threats that we're facing. And this is a worldwide organization, so it is important to understand the nature of the kind of terrorist activity we're facing.
You know, you make that statement about the common man, but we're hearing stuff coming out of the beltway from people that should know better that you go, I think they need your book, okay? So we'll send them a copy of your book. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, you know, there are times, excuse me for interrupting, I was just saying there are times when I scratch my head and ask myself, why aren't these candidates learning more about the things that they feel a need to express an opinion on? I mean, does Donald Trump really know anything about NATO? Does Hillary Clinton really understand the nature of nuclear weapons? I wonder. I'm just terribly concerned about the lack of intellectual curiosity.
Well, and I agree with you, Dr. London. I mean, my friend Hugh Hewitt, who asked Trump a couple of questions, and of course Trump, got put back a little bit because he got exposed because there's not a whole lot of there. And instead of taking the question and boning up and doing some studying, he strikes back because he just cannot be wrong in his own psychology. And it's too bad because Hugh's a really smart guy. And,
Hugh Hewitt is a terrific guy. Mm-hmm. He was the one who asked the question about the nuclear triad. And this is
and
I think this is the point that you're making, and an interesting one. Trump didn't know what he was talking about. And obviously, there are people who may not know very much about it. But you would assume that the first thing that you would do when you got off that show was to Google nuclear triad and learn something about it. 3 weeks later, Trump still did not know what the nuclear triad was. Now, what does that demonstrate? I mean, that's just a lack of curiosity. And I find that to be truly, truly repellent.
Well, I've got Dr. London here. I do want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to his website, londoncenter.org. We need to keep this conversation going. We need to maintain, as Dr. London says, our curiosity. I believe that's a healthy thing. And I love people who are curious for the right reasons, not to manipulate the topic, but to further discuss so that we have a deeper understanding. Because if we're going to make the right choice, the right political choices, we need to be an informed electorate. And that's what concerns me more than anything, Dr. London, is the electorate right now. I mean, when you see some of these men on the street interviews, people have no clue. It's like, I mean, do me a favor, do us a favor. Don't even pick up a ballot. I hate to say that to you, but it's just, if you're not going to be responsible enough to study the issues and know what you're talking about and have a good understanding so that your vote really does count, and it is about getting America back on track, and as Trump would say, making America great again, have an idea of what that looks like.
Well, one of the problems that I think we are facing in the United States is the dumbing down of America.
Mm, yes.
And if you talk to kids in school, what you have is a curriculum that deals with everything from, you know, how to deal with sexual activity to how to drive a car. But the basics of American life, that is the founding of this nation, and why we are a unique position, why America is truly an exceptional state, how the founders used our Judeo-Christian tradition in order to formulate a new and very profoundly different nation. These are questions that young people just are not prepared to answer any longer. And I do find that it's very upsetting. Of course, you know, you get to be an older generation, you're always a bit cynical about the younger generation. But this time, I think there's some justification for that cynicism.
Well, we see, you know, some of the mistakes that they're reproducing, mistakes that we made. And even as you just mentioned just a moment ago, like Donald Trump, why don't you get, you know, you get hit with a tough question? Let's Google it. Let's have a conversation here in your inner circle and get your language down and get an understanding of what you're talking about, whether it has to do with abortion or the nuclear triad or whatever. But let's, you know, let's figure this out. And the same way in this information age, the information that the kids have available to them at their fingertips, unbelievable compared to when you and I were growing up and what we had to do in order to obtain this information. It's, you know, it puts them, you know, a decade ahead of us in terms of research, you know, that you can Google and find out this information. But what it goes back to, what you were saying, it goes back to self-responsibility. That is the power of this government and the design that our founding fathers had in mind, is that they wanted and said, you know, we needed to have a self-responsible, you know, constituency.
Well, you make, of course, a critical point. It's true that you have information at your fingertips today in a way that wasn't possible a generation ago. But it's also true that information is not intelligence, and intelligence is not wisdom. And what you're aiming for are people who are truly intelligent. Intelligence is being able to discern the difference between some of the nonsense that appears in your internet and some of the things that are worthwhile.
Exactly.
And so there's more than simply having information at your fingertips. People can get almost and learn almost anything they want. You want to know the capital of Mali? You can figure that out in 5 seconds. I don't have to go to the Dewey Decimal System to do that.
Right,
however,
exactly.
Does that give me any understanding of African mm-hmm. affairs? Does that give me any understanding of the role that Boko Haram is playing in that area? Does that lead to intelligence? And then if you're intelligent, then the question becomes, can I take that intelligence and become wise? Can I be a wise man or a wise woman? That really is another question. And that really raises the level of educational attainment in the United States. And my fear is that we have a lot of people who are ignoramuses. We have some people who have some information. We have a few intelligent people, but we don't have too many wise people.
Amen. Well, and, you know, we need to, maybe the next time we get together, Dr. London, we'll talk about the Gallatin School of Individualized Study, because, you know, some of what you're talking about, you know, drove, you know, your founding of this special school. So, you know, congratulations for what you tried to do for a generation in helping them become knowledgeable and wise through the process. But I want, you know, in this last minute and a half, I did want to talk to you about the head-to-head, you know, the head-to-head numbers, the polling numbers between one Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because that's what's driving Ted Cruz and a little bit, you know, for John Kasich as well. And that is that they see that if Trump gets the nomination based on the polling, that there's no way that Trump can beat Hillary. What do you say?
Well, I don't think either Hillary or Trump will end up with a nomination. Okay, so that obviously changes this calculus.
Right.
But I think that in the case of Donald Trump, he's not going to get the 1237. I don't think he wins in Wisconsin, and I don't think he gets above 50% in New York State. As a consequence, he is going to be in the position of doing a lot of horse trading between the end of the primary season on June 7th and the beginning of the convention on July 18th. So there'll be a lot of horse trading with both Cruz as well as Kasich and even Rubio, who will be in the equation. So there's been a lot of discussion. And in the case of Hillary, if there's an FBI report which suggests that she's engaged in criminal behavior, even if there isn't an indictment, that could flush her out of the campaign, waiting in the wings as Joe Biden, and I think he ends up with the nomination.
Interesting. Well, the drama continues on both sides. This has been the most interesting political presidential campaign of my lifetime, Dr. London. Thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new phenop, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new phenop because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new phenop collagen protein shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that'd be me, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, Scott and I were just talking, you know, after a conversation with Dr. Herb London, you know, about the influence of the information that is going on. And you've heard me talk about this before, relevant to newspapers and why some of these publications are losing circulation and interest. And that has become, you know, I think in great part, Scott, it's because they've abandoned their main mandate for existence. You know, what do you think?
Well, I was going to come on and say that, it's not so much, yeah, we have more information, but you used to get the news. You used to get just solid, like, fact
right
from the news, and now you get opinion. Everybody wants to hear somebody's opinion, and then they agree with somebody's opinion when that opinion might not be based on fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the problem you run into. That's why you get into political correctness. You can see, if you're talking about facts, that you should be able to rely on that every time. An opinion can change. A fact can't.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it is consistent. It's like the law of gravity, no matter where you go. And this is why we have, you know, Samantha Mills with us, Scott, you know, because she doesn't know opinion. She only...
deals in facts.
That's deals in like. Facts. She gives it the way it is. And, hey, we may get a little emotional here once in a while, but for good reason, Samantha. I mean, you know, hey, we appreciate you being with us and, you know, being such an integral part of the show. I got to tell you, I'm still getting response from that that incredible picture that we talked about. You know, those two young kids at the daycare center or what was it, kindergarten or something. The black and white girl, you know, that we're just holding hands. It was just such a sweet, sweet moment.
Oh, it was so touching. It really was. I'm so glad to hear you're getting responses from that. It was a wonderful picture. I hope people got to see it.
Well, we're talking with Samantha Mills. She's the good news girl. And, yeah, I know. And some people go, yeah, she makes me cry. I go, well, it's not like she's poking you in the eye here. I mean, she is, you know, giving us a connection with our humanity. And it's that part that that makes us special, that, you know, can make a day for somebody. And you've got a great lead story here about a former homeless man donating $10,000. I mean, it's an incredible story. He donates $10,000 to a high school after two students help him in a blizzard. Now, tell us about that story.
Right. So 3 years ago, two seniors from Dwight Township High School in Dwight, Illinois, actually saw a homeless man. They were off for a snow day, and they saw a man sitting out in the cold. And a few hours later, they saw him again, so they approached him. And the man told them that he was trying to get enough money to get a ticket to go see his ailing father. Mm. Well, they ended up going back home, and they got him clothes and a jacket and money for the train ticket to Springfield so he could see his father, where his father ended up later passing away. And it turns out his father left him an inheritance of $1.2 million. So can you believe that?
Wow.
And he was telling them a true story. They didn't know at the time. You know, they had no idea what would ever happen. And he actually didn't even know their name. He just knew where they went to high school. He came back 3 years later, and he contacted the school district and said he wanted to donate $10,000 in honor of the two young men who had helped them. And then he ended up finding out who they were. And, you know, it was just their names, Ryan Codette and Luke Arnold. And, I mean, what two wonderful young men. And they were like, we didn't do it for recognition. We didn't do it for an award. We would do the same thing tomorrow if we had the opportunity. So, I mean, what goes around is coming around at this point. And they're actually, the school district wants the two young men to help pick where the awards will go. So they're going to do $500 a year to two students every year for 10 years. And that's where the money is going to go. It'll go towards scholarships for that. So,
What a great deal. That's terrific.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and these kids just keep on giving. I mean, you know, right? I mean, here they give, and then, you know, $10,000. What do you want to do with it? Well, we'll pay it forward. You know, we're going to help somebody for the next 10 years. That's what a terrific, terrific story. Now, you got a group of kids. This is interesting. You got a bad guy on the run, and a group of kids come together, and they form a human arrow to direct the police.
Okay, when I heard this, I couldn't even believe it because they were on, I was reading, this is just outside of London. Mm-hmm. A group of about 30 people, like kids and their families, were doing an Easter egg hunt on Good Friday, right before Easter. Mm-hmm. And little did they were just out in the field, and all of a sudden they see a police helicopter flying above them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they see these two guys running across the field, splitting directions, and the police are obviously trying to get them. Well, these were some quick-thinking young kids because they decided to help the police out by laying down in a formation, forming an arrow of the direction of the criminals or the suspects, as the case would be. And it actually ended up helping the police catch the two guys. It's just amazing. They said it was the best Easter egg hunt ever.
Unbelievable. So they turn themselves into a human crop circle here or something?
Well, it was actually like a giant arrow pointing. There was probably about eight of them that came together to do it. And they just, you know, laid down. It was a perfect arrow. If you're going from the sky, you'd be able to see. If you're like flying by in a plane, you would see these people all laying down. I said, I would have never thought of that. I would just maybe all pointed in the same direction. But they had the thought and the foresight to decide, let's lay down, let's help them see where these criminals are going. They put it all together really fast and really I mean, it was just.
Talk about thinking on your feet or on your face or however way you want to think about it. But what a brilliant deal! Once again, proving that you got Mother Nature, you know, being the source of invention or something, right? Something like that. Get that right?
Necessity.
That's it. Yes. I always love it when I convolute these things here, you know, because I know just enough to get myself in trouble. Speaking of which, you got the story of a 78-year-old grandmother, her video going viral after powerlifting 254 pounds, 78 years old. I mean, what is going on with this woman?
Okay, so this is actually really cool because she was not doing this her whole life. She was not working out her whole life. 2 years ago, her biggest form of exercise was just mowing the grass outside. And her name's Shirley Webb, and she lives right across the river from St. Louis. And, you know, a couple of years ago, she couldn't even, if she was on the ground, she couldn't get up without help from somebody. She couldn't walk upstairs without holding onto the rail. Mm. So her granddaughter got her to go to the gym. And Shirley Webb says she just, you know, after she did some weightlifting the first time, it just really opened up her mind and really made her feel so good. She just knew she'd keep coming back. And she's been coming back 2 or 3 times a week for 2 years. And she actually, her video went viral when her trainer posted her deadlifting 225 pounds. She's up to 245 now, mm-hmm. and she just keeps going. He says she'll probably keep going until she's 200 years old at this rate. She's just, I mean, it's amazing to see her do that. And she also said there's no grandma jokes allowed at this point.
Yeah, I bet.
Grandma was losing that, yes. Isn't that wonderful? And an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, until a couple years ago.
Exactly. Well, here it is. And, I mean, her quality of life was so compromised. I mean, she's just got to, you know, be, you know, amazed at herself and the miracle of the body and how it can recover when it's treated correctly, you know. I mean, here she is aching with probably arthritis and every joint pain that anybody over 50 starts running into. And, you know, and so changes her life around in two years, right?
Right, and you know, one of the big things too is, like you said, it's helping her body, but it's not just that. She said her mind, it just opened up her mind, it just made her feel so much different. Wow. And, you know, like that's a blessing in itself, and I'm sure she could take care of herself, but anybody else that needs the help, she's probably the one doing the heavy lifting around the house.
Yeah. So, hey, grandmothers, understand out there, it's a process. I don't want you going out there heavy lifting 254 pounds just to compete with this lady, okay? We're going to do it a step at a time.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about, we got about a minute here. A restaurant put a fridge outside that a homeless and hungry can access 24/7. This is a neat idea.
Yes, Meenu Pauline of India, she came up with an idea. She kept seeing homeless people or people hungry outside going through her garbage, and she decided money's not just hers, it's part of society. She wanted to share. So she put a refrigerator out that anybody can access 24 hours a day. Local patrons and herself donate between 75 and 80 portions a day, and people just are allowed to come up. They just opened it last week, and people are able to come up and get fresh food at any time they need it.
What a neat story. I mean, and maintaining the dignity of the homeless like this. Congratulations to them. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live for all the latest viral videos. It is just about 19 before the top of the hour right now, America.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Hey, it's just the way you like it, America. It's all about you. Why not, huh? Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. David Drucker is with us, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Yeah, good to be back. Thank you.
Hey, what is going on here now? The GOP, is this really GOP? This isn't Soros doing this contested convention website?
No. This is the party
Wow. That
created a website so that people could learn how it works and be aware of the procedures. Look, I think a lot of Republicans increasingly believe that a contested convention or an open convention, however you want to refer to it, is more likely than the front runner, Donald Trump, winning the delegates he needs to by the time the primary season ends in June. And what they're trying to do, because it's been so long since this has happened, most people don't really realize or think about the fact that it's the delegates on the convention floor every 4 years that actually vote on the nomination of the presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. You win delegates in primaries, but it doesn't really mean you're nominated until those delegates vote. And so to prepare for a contested convention, to prepare the public, to prepare Republican voters and the media, the party put together a website so that people have a place to go and learn about how the thing works.
Well, I appreciate that they're, bringing, some clarity to this, because I know people have used brokered and contested convention, open convention as synonyms, but they're not necessarily. More of an open and a contested are more, resemble one and the same. A brokered is altogether different. It just doesn't exist.
So, you know, that helps to bring some clarity as to what's going on. But are they setting themselves up in such a way that, David, potentially, I mean, they're risking the party itself being so bifurcated that, it could open the way for a third party. What do you think?
Well, look, I think that the party is only reacting to circumstance. Mm-hmm. I mean, the party can't force one candidate or another to win
1,237 votes. Yeah,
37 delegates. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
By the time California and New Jersey finish the primary process in early June, I mean, the voters are either going to do it or they're not, and so the party is forced to plan so that they can actually elect a nominee, in Cleveland. And here's the thing, or nominate somebody in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
These delegates, most of them are only bound on first ballot. Some on second ballot, a few on third ballot. And that means you have delegates that are free to do whatever they want, and you have campaigns, Ted Cruz in particular, who was working in delegate races across the country very hard, electing a lot of delegates, we think, that would be loyal to him once the first ballot and any other binding votes are finished. And so the party really has no choice but to follow its own rules. They can't change the rules midstream just to try and prevent something. And I think when you look at how this race has unfolded, with Trump being so unusual for a Republican, and, compared to Ted, you look at Ted Cruz, who's a classical conservative, as we've understood it since Reagan,
right.
The party is kind of bifurcated, and there's no way around it.
Yeah, it's just, part of the thing is, and I agree with Newt Gingrich's assessment the other night of this, and that is, we find ourselves in this big tent that's been expanding. But meanwhile, everybody's got a gun out and we're shooting, it's like a circular, shooting match here. And people are getting, shot along the way here. And it's like you want to tell everybody, hey, put the gun down. And, and of course, this past week has just been such a crazy week for Donald Trump. I was telling somebody else, I think maybe he ought to just, come out and just say April Fools or something. start all over again. I don't know.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, this is just part of what the party's dealing with. I mean, I think, the reason the party faces this is, number one, Trump ideologically is so atypical for what most Republicans believe
mm-hmm.
on certain issues. And then just his personality and the way he conducts himself. It's worked in that he's won the most, and his followers are probably more loyal than voters that are supporting any other candidate. But simultaneously, his antics have turned off so many other Republicans. And if you look at the general election polls and just the polls about that measure Trump's approval ratings with key demographics, they're awful. They're just horrible. And so you're in a situation where inside the party, there are Republicans that oppose Trump, not just on policy grounds, but on moral grounds, and that's hard to overcome. And then when you look ahead to a general election, I mean, he could be one of the most unpopular candidates to ever run for president. And when you have Hillary Clinton in the race, that's saying something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have Democratic strategists going, if Trump is in there, Hillary's going to sweep. And you just go, these guys know what they're talking about. So you can't just say they're a bunch of idiots and discount what they're saying. And you look at this and you go, wow, because no matter what happens with the Republican Party, if they cannot win the White House this time around, I think really the party itself will become so fractured. David, what do you think?
Well, I think the party is facing a situation where it might fracture. It could fracture irreparably. It could fracture temporarily. You cannot say that these things are not possible. There is such a thing as... There's such a sometimes winning isn't everything. I think part of what the party has to figure out is what does it believe? What does it coalesce behind? You can lose elections but survive to come back stronger with better candidates the next time around.
Exactly.
And the danger for the party is that they disagree with each other so much because ideology has changed that they can't come together. And that's the bigger risk for the party right now.
And I think that's a perfect point, David, because I think that's what they've been missing out on. I mean, it's not like they didn't have any time to figure this out. This has been going on for 8 years. It's like, get your talking points squared away to where you can hit the ground running, whether it's Donald Trump or whoever. You know, because the one thing that you can hand to the Democrats is they know how to march lockstep. I mean, you know, the white paper goes out. Everybody has the same talking points. I don't care if you're listening to, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, even Bernie Sanders in his own way. I mean, it's as one voice to a certain degree. There's certain commonalities here, whereas with the Republicans, it just it's a bit scattered.
And part of that is dependent on the candidates themselves, though. It's not as though the Democratic Party has a room somewhere where they develop talking points and give it to the candidates. I mean, it's always the presidential candidates that develop what the party stands for at that given point in time. Usually the candidates will run with the historical ideological moorings of the party and make certain tweaks, as we've seen over the years. I mean, George McGovern, way back, you know, made the Democratic Party more dovish. Ronald Reagan made the party a pro-life party in the 1980s. So there are tweaks here and there, but, you know, what is happening now with Republicans is between Trump and Cruz primarily at this point, diametrically opposed ideas of how to run the country, both domestically and how the country should act internationally. And so, you know, it's one thing to have a big tent where you welcome everybody in, but the idea is that it's one tent. Right now you have multiple tents and everybody kind of looking at each other and wondering if, you know, they should build an overhang to get to the next tent, or they should just sit there in their own silo.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're doing it so well in this country with this multinationalism that we've set up. It's no wonder and no surprise that the Republican tent kind of reflects what's happening in the public square today, don't you think?
Well, maybe. I mean, look, I think you made a point that Democrats are much more in lockstep with each other. You don't. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Hillary Clinton's more of a conventional Democrat, but there's a lot more overlap there. You know, I think part of it is the unique candidacy of Donald Trump, who was a known celebrity
right.
when he ran. He just gets away with saying things. You know, in my interaction with voters over the past several months, I find, and this isn't statistical, it's anecdotal, but I find a lot of voters like everything he says, believes everything he says. And then I get this other half of the voters that think it's all a big act just to get elected, and they will get him as a practical businessman who will make Washington work better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much more complicated than I think a lot of us realize. And a lot of it has to do with just a lack of faith in institutions and government, particularly on the Republican side. And that's part of what's going on here.
Yeah, you're exactly right, David. Government has really let the people down. I mean, we're $19 trillion in debt. You know, it's been a rough almost 8 years now, and well, you know, counting the last year with, with George Bush, so you could say, you know, 9+ years, and people are wary, and they want to get back to being productive again, and, you know, that's part of the message I think that Donald Trump is putting out there, that I think the other candidates somehow got to find a way to express and tap into that, because there's no question that the visceral response is there. David, what did you make of the meeting with Donald Trump and Reince Priebus yesterday?
What I've taken away from talking to sources is that Trump campaign recognizes that the convention could be contested, and they were sitting down to have a brief conversation about what that looks like. Publicly, Trump, for obvious reasons, same reasons that and I would agree with these reasons, likes to dismiss the idea that it'll be a contested convention, because he's the front runner and wants an air of inevitability to this sort of thing. But I think privately they finally recognize that the contested convention thing is real and that they need to be better prepared, and that's what that discussion was about.
Exactly, and then you get the GOP launching the contested convention website for educational purposes, I would say, right?
They had no choice, because there are so many rumors and conspiracies about how this thing works. They really needed to do something.
Yeah. Well, David Drucker, thank you so much for coming on with us and filling this in and filling some of these holes. Maybe we'll get this together, but it's a lot of fun. It gives us lots to talk about, doesn't it?
Definitely.
You got it. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent with the Washington Examiner.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.